And I'm told the Prime Minister may speak as early as 7 o'clock tomorrow morning with a statement, not just on the Scottish result, but on what it means for the rest of the UK. What does he have to say to keep his backbenchers online?
Well, I think it's... I don't think he's going to have a problem aligning himself with the backbenchers on English votes for English laws, because he will believe that himself, and I'm sure that's what he will say. And so,
but they're also... they're also cross about the Barnett formula, because a number of Conservatives said, well, we don't mind Scotland getting these extra tax powers. That's fine if that's what they want. And also, it will mean the end of the Barnett formula. Mr Cameron, through Mr Brown, has promised them extra tax powers and the Barnett formula.
Okay. I think the extra tax powers was something that the Conservative Party and, in fact, the whole Better Together campaign was talking, has been talking about for months. But you're quite correct in saying the two things where the No camp was accused of panicking, which were the Barnett formula, or better put, the Scottish financial settlement, and the question of the timetable. Both of those are very tricky problems.
Problems with the
backbenchers. Absolutely, on those questions. But I think
these are the questions.
No, but they're not, because there are three questions. The other question is the question of fundamental powers. I think he's got less problem on that front. There are tricky policy issues,
but less problem politically. George Osborne has a real problem.